This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, children of all ages, welcome to another episode of the 99 Names of Allah. I am your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with Ammar al-Shukri, now who is lit up with the light of a shams.
MashaAllah. The sunlight behind me.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You're going to come closer to the mic.
Everybody, I got to come closer to the mic, so bam. We are going over the name of Allah, As-Sittir.
It doesn't have to do anything with, I don't know what that means.
Okay, As-Sittir or As-Sittir, we're gonna get to it inshallah ta'ala, but are you going to spell it out? Oh, you wrote it already?
I wrote it in English, but...
The one who conceals.
The one who conceals.
Comes from Satr, which means to conceal. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. So in Urdu, we have this terminology used talking about... guys, whenever they don't, when their shorts are too short, they're like, oh, the satr is showing.
Okay. Yeah. That which you should conceal.
Yeah.
Okay. See how I'm explaining Urdu to you? It's crazy. Okay. So this name, As-Sittir, doesn't show up in the Quran at all.
Okay.
But it is in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so let's look at the hadith. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, "Inna Allah Azza wa Jal hayyun sittir, yuhibbul haya was-sitr. فَإِذَا اَخْتَصَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَتِرْ." So this is in narrated by Ahmad, Abu Dawood, and Nasa'i, Al-Bayhaqi, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, verily Allah Azza wa Jal is hayyun. He has haya, shyness, and sittir. He is sittir. He loves that things to be concealed. He loves haya and sitr. He loves both of these two things. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever of you bathes, then let them cover themselves. Okay? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Allahumma inni as'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiya fi ad-dunya wal-akhirah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiya fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali, Allahumma astir 'awrati wa amin ru'ati wa ihfizni min bayni yaday wa min khalfihi wa 'an yamini wa 'an shimali wa min fawqi wa 'udhu bika." And أُغْتَالَ مِنْ تَحْتِي. So, Allah Hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he makes a very prominent dua.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you hear this in your witr du'as in Ramadan. You hear this dua a lot.
Okay.
And that is a person, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, "Oh Allah, إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ," I ask you for afu, forgiveness and health in the dunya and the akhirah. I ask you for my dunya and my family and my wealth. Allahumma astir awrati. Oh Allah, conceal my aura, everything that should be shown or that shouldn't be exposed of me.
Okay.
And so this phrase, it's layered, meaning it carries a lot of meanings. Astur aurati. Astur aurati means cover my body.
Yeah.
That which shouldn't be exposed, but also my faults.
Okay.
Those things that should not be exposed. Or if it was exposed, it would harm me. Okay. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He conceals. One of the Salaf, he said, if people are amazed at you, such an amazing person Bilal is, such an amazing person Ammar is, people are wowed, right? And people much greater than us, whoever, they said, فَإِنَّمَا يَتَعَجِّبُونَ مِنْ جَمِيلِ سَتْرُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. They are simply amazed at how beautifully Allah has done satr over you.
Okay.
How much Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed your faults. That's really what they're amazed at. They're amazed at this image of you that Allah has allowed to be propped up by concealing everything that's negative. We're all photoshopped human beings. Okay? We're all Instagram filtered.
Yeah.
Right? In real life, we're all Instagram filtered.
Yeah.
And we're all photoshopped. What is the Photoshop? All of these blemishes that we have on ourselves, Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed and Allah Azza wa Jal has filtered out. So people see this propped up image of us, right? And that's what they're really amazed at. That's pretty deep, isn't it?
They don't see the real... I think I remember watching something about how... another detective story. And this family was literally just under the lens of this investigation. Mm. Okay, in the end of the episode, it turned out that the family was completely innocent. But all of the things that came up of really taking a microscopic look at everything that they do, the mother of the family goes to the detective. She goes... She said something along the lines that you probably think they were really horrible people now, right? And then the detective goes, if everyone knew every one of us, we would all hate each other.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's what many of the Salaf, they said. They said, if people knew my sins, or if my sins had a scent, nobody would sit next to me. Or if people knew my sins, then nobody would sit next to me. So we all benefit from the concealment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And, you know, this name Sittir is what's authentically reported from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though in much of the Arabic world, what's more popular is Ya Sattar.
Okay.
So they pronounce it Sattar. Ya Sattar, Ya Sattar. That's that, very popular.
Is that incorrect? Or
it's incorrect.
Okay.
What's authentic from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Sittir.
Okay.
And so it's actually so foreign that when you say Sittir, people think that you're like speaking wrong. Like okay. When I say Sittir, I go to Sudan and I say Sittir, people are like, oh, this poor American kid, he doesn't know. It's Sattar. Don't say Ya Sittir, say Ya Sattar. I'm like, no, it's authentically reported from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that it's Sittir. Sattar is actually what's not.
So what causes it to go Sattar?
I don't know. I don't know the historical, what caused people to start saying Sattar. I have no idea.
Okay.
But that's what's popular now. Now, a couple of things with regards to this concept of Allah Azza wa Jal being Sittir. So one, we mentioned the dua that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make. So you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to conceal your sins. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal, from Him being Sittir, is He conceals our faults and He conceals our mistakes. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves Sitr. He loves that you conceal your faults and your mistakes. And so that's part of Iman, actually. People have this skewed or just messed up, warped idea with regards to what being real is.
Okay.
Being truthful is.
Oh, yeah. They have this whole idea of like, oh, I got to be true to myself and got to be quote unquote authentic. But there's a difference between
people don't know what being a hypocrite is.
Right.
Right. And so they think being a hypocrite, concealing your sins, is me being a hypocrite because I'm showing up this Photoshopped image of myself. I need to show you the no filter.
Yeah.
I need to, if I go to a party. But
it's
just
like
a
question of, it's like authentic is not who you are in all of your blemishes. Authentic is who you are aspiring to be.
Exactly. Exactly. So if a person goes to a party the night before, they don't need to show it. Especially in the world of social media now, where everything is just so easily
broadcastable. Well, nowadays, you don't need to show it. Others will show it for you.
Others will show it for you, but a lot of people show it themselves.
Yeah.
Like too many people, they show it themselves. So they show all of their mistakes when these are things that Allah Azza wa Jalla concealed, like nobody needed to know.
Yeah.
And in fact, the
Prophet. TMI.
Yes, too much information. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in fact, spoke about this when he said, كل أمتي معافى إلا المجاهرون or المجاهرون. He said, all of my ummah is forgiven except for the mujahirun. You know what jahr means? Out loud.
Okay.
You have salah that's jahri and salah that's sirri.
Okay.
Jahr means out loud.
So those people who really outwardly commit.
Who broadcast.
Okay.
All of my ummah is forgiven except those who broadcast.
Broadcast what?
And the companions, they said, who are right the mujahirun, Ya Rasulullah? He says, a person will commit an action, meaning a sin at night. ثُمَّ يَصْبَحْ وَقَدْ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. He wakes up in the morning and Allah had concealed it. Nobody knew about it.
Mm.
And then he says, يَا فُلَان عَمِلْتُ الْبَارِحَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. He'll say, oh, so-and-so, last night I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that. وَقَدْ بَاتَ يَسْتُرُهُ رَبُّهُ وَيُصْبِحُ يَكْشِفُ سِتْرَ اللَّهِ عَنْهُ. And then he spent the night Allah concealing his sins, and then he wakes up and he uncovers the covering of his Lord. Right. And yeah. So it's very powerful imagery. This person, you know, in the old days, basically pre-internet, you'd have to go up to your friend on the stoop and say, this is what I did last night, and tell them the story. And that's the example the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is given. But now in the world that we live in, it covers every social
exponentially.
Media.
Exponentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every aspect of you revealing to people things that you have done. And again, people, again, they mistakenly think that it's, you know, part of being real. No, actually being Iman is to conceal your faults because Allah Azza wa Jalla is Sittir and He loves it. Why is this important? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. In Surah An-Nur, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, those who love for corruption, fahisha, lewdness, indecency to spread amongst the believers, to them is a painful punishment. But something that people don't comprehend and understand is normalizing sin is a problem.
Yeah.
As long as we're concealing it, it is something that's controlled. But when you don't control how many people look up to you, how many people respect you, or how many people are just, when you broadcast the things that you do, how it catches on. And so then you become a part of this vice spreading in your community or spreading worldwide in the world that we live in. Also, Allah Azza wa Jalla conceals our faults not just in the dunya, but Allah Azza wa Jalla conceals our faults on the day of judgment. Allah Azza wa Jalla
How does that reconcile with the idea that, your deeds will be visible
on the day of judgment?
Yeah,
there will be some people whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring them forth, and He will actually seal them between them and the people.
Okay,
and so Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, do you remember such and such? And do you remember such and such? And do you remember such and such? And the person will say, yes, Allah will say to him, I conceal it for you in the dunya. Nobody ever found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgive you for it now. Right? Okay. So there are some people will never know the things that they did.
Not even on the day of judgment.
Not even on the day of
and
judgment.
And at
the
them.
End of the day, again, you remember on the day of judgment, people are going to be naked, uncircumcised, barefoot, all of that.
Yeah.
And Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, like, how are they going to be? And he said, like, people are going to be looking at each other. And he said, no, it's much more difficult than that.
It's like
the day of judgment is much more severe than that. Nobody's going to be paying attention or too concerned.
It's like a situation of a fire.
How?
Right? Like buildings on fire and people are going to run out in whatever they're wearing.
Yeah, or nobody not wearing. Cares. And nobody yeah. cares. So if you can imagine that just with a building on fire, the day of judgment, you multiply that. That's a very good example. Jazakallah khair. So we've covered concealing your own faults, Allah concealing your sins, but there's also the fact of concealing the sins of other people. What happens if you come across a fault that somebody has, a mistake that somebody's made? Do you then go and expose them? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah." Whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal their faults on the day of judgment. And the opposite, Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Wala taqtabu al-muslimin wala tattabi'u awratahum fa innahu man ittaba'a awratahum yattabi'u Allahu awratahu wa man yattabi'a Allahu awratahu yafdahuhu fi baytihi." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that's reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and others, he says, do not follow the awrat. That same word is being used here, awrat of the believers. The awrat is that which they hope to conceal or that which they don't want to be exposed. Don't go out trying to expose people. Don't go digging into people's business. And if you do that...
So this goes directly attacking paparazzis.
Paparazzi, TMZ, all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Whoever goes trying to seek out and expose the Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal will go to expose them. Allah Azza wa Jal will follow their mistakes. And whoever Allah does that, Allah Azza wa Jal will expose them. Even if they be in the middle of their house, even if they're in their most secure place, their most private place, they will be exposed.
Okay.
So these are some of the meanings of as-sittir. What are some action items? Of course, number one, concealing your own sins, recognizing that's part of iman.
So it's part of it. It's part of it. Like, not only are you trying to protect yourself and what shouldn't be shown, but you're also trying to protect the other people around you.
Of course.
Like, you are you're the protector of those who are in contact with you.
I remember.
It's like even professionally, it's considered good that, you know, you don't talk about your colleagues. You don't talk about because a lot of times, and I think this is the kind of the thing where just, I guess, Islamically, the celebrity culture that kind of springs up. And then people are like, oh, like, what do they do here? What do they do here? I'm like, look, that's none of your business, right? Like, people, their teachers, their staff, these are things that they're good at. These are things that they do, right? And if there's anything beyond that, I would, like, these are my colleagues, right? And I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't seem to get.
Mm. You know, it's just amazing sometimes how people, they don't really realize the reach of their mistakes, especially when they publicize it. So I remember that there was a period of time where it was very, very cool for people in college to take pictures of themselves smoking hookah. Do you remember that?
That thing is still popular.
Okay. So I remember just a period of time where it was just everybody's profile pic was them smoking hookah.
Yeah.
And that was just on my newsfeed. This brother smoking hookah, this brother. And then one time I see the sister smoking hookah, her profile pic, and she's the MSA president.
Okay.
So I'm just like, she's an MSA president. And so I remember just messaging her and saying, like, you know, like, come on. You can't have that type of a profile picture. And she was like, she had a couple of responses. She was like, well, it was kind of just once. And two, you know, it's not haram. Three. And so we just went back and forth. And, you know, from, I was like, yes, it is. But two, even if it was just once, the person who sees your profile picture isn't going to know that. Right. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to assume that. you see somebody using it on their profile picture, and you're not even going to really think about it. Mm. You're just going to think, oh, even sister so-and-so, right? Even brother so-and-so does it. And so you've now weakened any barriers that they may have, or you weaken the barriers that they have for this particular issue. And that's something that we all need to be aware of. And so whatever you do, we're all human beings. We all fault. But as much as you can, trying to mitigate the effects of sins on others as well.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla Sittir. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.